Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ow, yes. Thank God for another Monday. We are here together. Welcome to the LSO Truth Show. Happy Monday evening to each and every one of you. So just get ready for an amazing 2 hours. So go get your water, get your snack, put your feet up, and let's get ready to have some conversation. I hope your day started with a smile, and I'm sure to end it with a bigger smile and also peace. That's what I'm giving to you this evening. You get all of that from hanging out with me. Who is me? Me is L to the S to the O, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book with so much more to LSO and the brand. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio, LSO Tweet Show. That's right, LSO have a talk show. And y'all be on the lookout because so much more is coming out from this. LSO exclamation point, the brand, combines fantasy, fiction, and confessions of someone's story. The creative diversity in the writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. It's an escape to pleasures beyond your imagination, introduces you to your outside the box experience and total liberty of being your authentic self. Here is where your fantasies become your reality and without judgment. Books of recipes that add the spice for intimacy, romance, and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express your sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom. Freeing yourself to enjoy your fantasies and your alter egos. Learn your body, your likes, your dislikes, and bask in how it makes you feel. It's all fiction until you make it real. Inspiration to dig into self and be your best organically. And you know what? You deserve yourself in happiness and in success. It's all up to you how you create it. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I can think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, the balance and the removal, sexual happiness. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Tweet Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. And remember, a spanking may be necessary, but don't worry about it. LSO have a paddle and whip in her collection. And don't be ashamed of the paddle or the whip or any other toys. They're only there to enhance and to enlighten whatever it is you feel you need to do. And you use it accordingly, however you choose to use it. It can just be a prop just to sit there for intimidation. But you know how it goes. That's all up to you and how you rock out with it. Now, you know, it's interesting, but it's not. Well, maybe it is. When you talk about sex, people have a lot of things because they feel they don't have the platform to do it or the wherewithal, you know, to speak their mind or have that freedom. And here on the Lawless Radio LSO Tweet Show, you have that freedom to do so. And there's no right, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. It's all your way. And everybody's opinion and everybody's statement is respected. And it's not just on the topic of sex. It's on any topic we have. If we're talking about cancer, if, you know, women are sitting down and having a chat, or if it's the men having their chat, everybody's opinion is respected. And that's one of the joys I get from doing the show, that we're able to have adult conversations in adult settings and enjoy adulting in the conversation. Now, sometimes when you think about it, you're like, And then other times it's like, well, I never thought about it like that. So hearing somebody else's opinion and how they respond to a question may open your horizons to thinking outside of your box, because you may have never thought of that, or you may have experienced something that they're saying, but yet not to the capacity that they experienced it. And vice versa, you may share, when you're sharing in the group, you're sharing either from personal experience, somebody else's experience, or just common sense. You could be just BSing, but putting stuff in there. But in the same token, you're exchanging information with others. And, you know, it opens up a whole new topic of, okay, well, what's next? Or how can you move forward? Or I never thought about it like that. And how can I respond to this? Or, So, you know, I still want to thank each and every one of you for participating in the group, because I so appreciate it. And, you know, sex is one of the bigger conversations. When we talk about sex, it's very engaging for a lot of people. You know, many have things to say. So with those having things to say, now we get to share what those in the group are saying, and we get to laugh and joke about it. And of course, you know, I'm going to pull some people that's on the line, you know, to come on and talk and share their experience or somebody else's experience, or give a confession. And if, you know, if at any point I, you know, call you and you don't want to respond, it's okay. You don't have to, because a lot of people call in to just listen. They don't call in to actually speak. So I appreciate each and every one of you calling in. So tonight's topic is the balance and removal, .. sexual happiness. Now, I've heard of women and men never having an orgasm, and they're later in their ages. And when I say later in their ages, you know, as late as someone in their 60s. Now, you've gone 60 years, but we want to narrow that down. Let's say you started having sexual affairs at 20, being very generous for some of you out there, you know, no judgment, but we want to say you started at 20 years old. And if you're now 60 or 65, that's 40, 45 years of you having sexual contact, and more than likely with multiple, and multiple may be two people, three people, however your multiple is, and never experienced that. And one of the reasons, possibly, you know, this is just my opinion, one of the reasons why you never experienced it, because you never experienced it for yourself through masturbating. How can you tell someone or teach someone how to please you if you don't know how to please yourself or know what pleases you? Because if they don't know what they're doing, then that means you have to correct that situation in the situation and make it work for you. So if you know what's going to bring you to that O, or if you know what's going to give you sexual pleasure, then you can direct them. And then in directing them, it's kind of like a foreplay-ish intimate type of moment as well, and it won't seem so much of I'm teaching you something, because, you know, everybody seems to believe they know everything. And, you know, you got to be gentle with some men, specifically in, you know, because you don't want to mess with their testosterone. You don't want to mess with their ego, you know, with you coming on and trying to tell them this, this, that, and third. So you got to, you know, massage them a little bit. Like, hey, baby, you know, try this. Or, you know, if you do this, watch what happens. You know, little things like that just to keep, you know, their ego intact and they don't feel like they're, I always get the word wrong, so I know if I get it wrong, someone is going to correct me, emasculate them. So, you know, we're going to jump into some of these questions, and if y'all feel, you know, you want to tune in, text me, inbox me, or, you know, raise your hand. There's something you can do when you're online, and it'll alert me that, you know, you want to come on and talk. But, you know, you can always text me or inbox me and be like, hey, me, you know, I have someone on the line now that, you know, their texting starts out, pick me. And it is very casual, and it's usually in the midst of a conversation, so you got to wait for that break so you can bring the person on. And then the pick me's become more aggressive. Now it's in capital letters, and it's pick me now. And it's like coming in, bam, bam, bam. So it's like, stop everything. Do not go to a music break. Do not do anything. Pick me right now. So if y'all want to do that, y'all can do that too. It's just, it's fun and entertaining in the midst of the whole conversation. But anyway, moving right along. The first question is, what gives you happiness? Now, I didn't answer any of these questions. Usually I have questions as well. I refrain from answering so much in the group. I just play devil advocate in the group most of the time to keep conversation going, and I usually answer my questions here on the show. So you got to tune in and hear what LSO thinks. But in the group, we had a gentleman put my daughter in my car. A young lady put every second of it. Another young lady, my piece, another young lady, when I believe in myself, self-love, self-occurring, know who I am when they have doubts and I keep going. And, you know, that's very important. Everything that begins with self is very, very important, and don't take that lightly when you're dealing with yourself, because you can't pour into no one. Say that, but there were times I poured from an empty cup and filled up other cups. So you know what you do when you're doing that? You exhaust your reserves and you deplete yourself. So always put yourself first, because when you're good, you can help anyone and anything around you, but you have to be good first. And it's okay to put yourself first in any and all situations. Why? Because you need you. You need you too. So, you know, you need you first. So there you go. Another young lady put my granddaughter. Another young lady put praying. So I agree with, you know, all the statements that everyone has said. But what gives me happiness is I love family time. Whether my family is with my extended family or my biological family. I love writing. I love being behind the scenes and creating something. And that something could be whatever. For instance, I was behind the scenes in chess. A friend of mine called me and asked me, well, we had discussed this years ago, about he wanted to do a movie or a sitcom about chess. And I've always wanted to learn how to play chess. So then now fast forward to present, he calls me up and he asked me to be a writer. So that's right up my alley. You know, you saying good stuff to me. You talking about writing. And I have the liberty to write and create whatever it is I want. So here we are. I'm behind the scenes having a good old time. That brought me happiness. So So then when it came time to filming, and this is a reason why you need to stay ready, because if you stay ready, it won't take too much for you to get ready and get caught up in the scene of what's going on. Now, I went in under the impression I was going to play one character, even though I said I wanted to stay behind the scenes. So, lo and behold, when we get to filming that day, oh, I need you to play this character. And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. We never discussed this. I'm still working on this character right here. I'm dressed for this character. And he was like, don't worry about it. It's all right. So then I ended up playing a different character, and I didn't have a script to go by for that character because that wasn't written yet. So what did I do? 5 minutes. I wrote a whole skit, let him look through it to see if it's okay. He was like, I trust what you do. So I'm like, wow, you believe in my work. So that right there brings me a lot of happiness and a lot of joy to know that someone trusts me enough to know that I can go in and nail it. So we did two takes of my scene, and the first one was just like, you know, okay, blah, 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 blah. But the second one, I nailed it. So that brings me happy. I went through all of that just to say, you know, with working behind the scenes, and now, again, that brings me a lot of happiness. And speaking to, like, I have certain family members I speak to every day without a doubt, even if, and it's not just via text messaging, it's also video calls and phone calls, and that brings me happiness, too. When I don't hear, it's like, wait a minute, hold on. And then it's interesting because if we do not hear from each other by a certain time, it's like, okay, check-in time, what's going on? Are you good? You need me? I understand you're tired, but, you know, you need to text and be like, I'm good. I'm amongst the living. So that right there also brings me happiness. So is anyone out there on the line want to share with them what brings them happiness and why it brings them happiness? Just hit me up and let me know. I know y'all all not going to be on here and just listening to me talk all night. And stop laughing at me, because I'll start calling y'all out, and you know I will. Okay, next question. Is there ever a reason needed to say no? And come on, Facebook, stop playing. I'm trying to go to the questions to see. Oh, Lord, you know, sometimes Facebook do whatever the hell it wants to do, and because I have no control of it, I have to play along with it. So let me see. And I can't even, oh, here we go right here. Wanted in a mail, and he put UTI. Well, yeah, I guess, you know, no one wants to partake in anything sexually if there's, you know, some form of transaction going on down there that's not right. But, so LSO, is there ever a reason needed to say no? And the answer to the question is no. No is a complete sentence that you can add an exclamation mark. You can add quote or one, whatever. You can even put a question mark if you want. But no is a complete sentence, and it doesn't need an explanation. Anything further past you saying no that you respond to, that's a bonus. That's in addition to for someone. You owe no one no explanation as to why you saying no, and you have every right to stand on when you say no. Now, you can also go back and revise your no and change it to a maybe or a possibility or maybe even a yes. But there's really no reason when you say no that you have to justify why you are saying no. Now, some people feel that they need to justify their no with the follow-up so that people can understand why they know, why their no as a no. And, you know, to each his own, that's on you. If you feel to justify your justify with reasoning of why you're saying no, that's on you. But from me to you, you owe no one no explanation as to why you said your no. Just keep it pushing. Simple. But in some people's lives, it may not be that simple, only because it may have some repercussions behind it, and whatever those repercussions may be, good, bad, or indifferent. But that's what it is for some people. My next question, what is something you would always love to do? Okay, let me come on. The thing keeps moving and I'm trying to get it right. Let me go into the questions here in the group. Here we go. Well, a gentleman put fly in a fighter jet, young lady travel to other countries, another young lady wash clothes but not fold them after they dry. When you wash your clothes and dry your clothes, sheets, towels, whatever, do you fold them afterwards? Do y'all do that? Do y'all do it immediately or you let it sit for days? Or what about the clothes that you have hanging up that you can't dry? How long do it take you to get them off the rack and put them away? I have a good question. Do y'all fold your underwear and do you fold your socks? Please tell me I'm not the only one that do that. Come on, y'all. Somebody tell me something. Don't make me feel as if, you know, something wrong with me, because I do fold my underwear. I do ball up my socks. Some socks I fold, other socks I ball up. I actually have a vanity for just underwear. Then I have a vanity for just socks. I know. Don't tell nobody. But I love socks and I love underwear, you know, when I do wear them. But still, I love them and I need to have them there. So, you know, I need to coordinate. And when I coordinate, it makes me feel good in my coordination from, you know, inside, which is my undies and socks, and outside. But sometimes my socks, I purposely don't want them to match my attire because I just felt like I needed to wear that particular fun sock. My socks have to be fun, vibrant in colors and fun and patterns, and I'll wear it with whatever it is I feel to wear it with. But anyway, back to the group. Another young lady put, love my partner. Another young lady, go to the beach, but the unpacking and cleaning of sand for days annoys me. To get out of every nook and crevice of the body parts and also out of your bag, out of your clothes. Even if you wash the clothes immediately, if you look in the tub of the washer, you're going to see some sand, like the sand residuals that didn't wash away out the wash. And a gentleman put dance. You know, dancing is very peaceful. It's like very freeing of yourself. Just the same as like listening to music. And you also can use dancing as a sizing because your body is in motion and, you know, you're doing certain things. So, you know, you get a two for one. You get to dance. And you also, you know, get to stretch and, you know, get some exercise in. So, LSO, what is something you would love to do, you would love to always do? And I'm going to say writing. I love to write, be it poetry, a story, a sentence, a paragraph, whatever it is, whenever I get the opportunity, I just write. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and just write. And sometimes my writing consists of me text it myself. I'll, you know, write it in my notes, or I'll just write it in an email so I can directly text it to myself, and then just to cut and paste. I love spoken word, but I'm very scared to get in front of people and talk. I know, yes, me. Me scared, me shy, yes, that's me. But once I get up there and start talking, what I'm talking about begins to take on its life, the life of its own, and then it becomes more easier, and I'm good after that. Okay, I just received a message. Let's see what the message says. Oh, okay, thank you. That wasn't for me to share with y'all. That was something personal. Sorry, I share everything else with y'all. I share everything else. That was for me. Another thing that I always love to do is love and be in love. It's something about loving someone and they loving you more. It makes you feel really, really good. It's like a comfortable security feeling. So, you know, it's really good to do that. What else do I always love to do? I always love to sit in peace. Because when you're in peace, everything is at a, I don't want to say a standstill, but when you're in peace, it's like everything is flowing as it's supposed to. Now, of course, you know, everything and no one is perfect, but the imperfection of not being perfect will make everything okay. Okay, the hand just went up for 4146. I don't know if that was intentional or if you want to speak or if you accidentally hit the button, but please text me. And let me know before I go to commercial break if you had something to say and you want to say it. I don't want to just pull you on and then you'll be like, Okay, I received a message. It said, I love to share ice cream in bed with my partner. Oh, really? So do ice cream just only go in your mouths or go other places? You know, I'm just being in your business, and you'll be making a mess with the ice cream. Is that what you're doing, making a mess with the ice cream? Let's see. The message came in. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry, the mistake. Oops. Okay, no worries. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a commercial break. I'm going to drink some water because I don't know if you hear it or not, but I do have the hiccup. And when I have the hiccups, my head jerks back and it hurts and all this other stuff. So I'm going to drink some water as I play music. And I'm going to play music y'all want. So don't go nowhere and don't send me no text message about playing the music. I will be right back.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loud it. I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing. No tight. Dust twisting. I'm like Popeye. I'm strong with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag? Let me feel your mouth.
Come on, come on, come on, everybody, come on, come on. lot with a truck full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters were supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun. And let me see you clap.
Where? take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen, call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got them feeling X-rated, took them back to preschool, so he can finger paint it, trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it, they call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless, I showed him how fits painted on with his weakness. Dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. So next level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on ya when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. You shoulda joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Shoulda been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color in the skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Wow, wow, wow.
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex, no, better yet, I'm gonna write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful, cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby, and I want you to be my paper, no, better yet, I want you to be my scroll, and I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter, but not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
for you. I know. Do not text me talking about my singing. Do not. This is one of my favorite songs, as well as some others' favorite songs. So while the song is playing, I get a message saying, I turned Babyface down for this song. I know she probably was in there dancing with herself, holding herself. She quotes this saying all the time. He got the finance to afford my fine. Ow. Yes, girl. That's what he said in the song. But I forgot when, before we went on musical break, to leave y'all with the question. So we're just going to jump into the question. And the question is, what's something sexy, passionate to say to your mate? Now, you can say it at any time. Ironically, we only have one person answer this question. Okay, we had a young lady put, I love to make you smile because your smile is contagious. Oh, that is so cute. That is so cute. Ellen, so what is something sexy and passionate to say to your mate? Tell him to say my name and spell it. I know y'all out there laughing too. C is for what? Now let's go to H. L and I digress. But something also sexy and passionate is when you just exchange googlies and nothing like particularly that'll stick. But, you know, just saying, you know, I missed you, or asking how was your day, or, you know, you talk about the relationship and how both of you can better the relationship, or something sexy and passionate. You know, my sexy and passionate sometimes is far left, sometimes different than other people. You know, I can get a little raunchy with my sex passionate, and it's like, so what we doing? You know, to me, that's sexy, and that's very passionate. But what we doing? Or, you know, you give, you know, a little head nod or whatever, or the nonverbal conversation that you have, so they know what we doing, because we about to do something. So if you don't hurry up, it's going to happen right here, right now, your choice. You know, I'm good for doing stuff like that. But, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who do things like that. But, you know, just being kind to your mate. And it don't necessarily have to be sexy, but passionate part should always flourish in it. You know, because you never know what's going through somebody's mind at any particular time. So any kind word or kind gesture that you can give to your mate, and it's not just in the sexual arena of it, just overall, you never know. You can talk them off of an edge, or you can talk them through something. And so you got to be really watch. I always say to my niece, watch what you say and the tone in which what it is you say. Because you can say the same word, but your tone and your gestures can make those same words a totally different, have same words have a totally different meaning. And it could be something as simple as you saying good morning. If you're saying good morning, like you have an attitude like, good morning. Nobody want to say good morning back to you because ain't nothing good about the morning that you starting off with. So now you now push that energy off to somebody else. But you know what? If I get a good morning like that, you most definitely are getting your energy back. I'm not even letting that energy come into my space. A message came in, said, really? It is a calling me right when you wake up in the a.m. to say good morning, beautiful, with a deep voice, speaking passionately of every word. You know, good morning, good night, have a peaceful rest. I miss you. I was thinking about you. Let's go get something to eat. You got to put that in there. Those are all, well, for me, those are all passionate text messages or words you want to wake up to. Because if I wake up to a good morning text, it's like, okay, one, I possibly went to bed. I was on your brain. Ha ha. Ooh, I cracked myself up. And two, you know, you woke thought about was me. So I'm like, wow, I made some form of impact that, you know, you want to love me. Love me, love me. Say that you love me. And I don't know the rest of the words. And do not text me or inbox me about my singing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you out there on the line, what is something sexy and passionate that you love to say to your mate or you love for your mate to say to you? Or, you know, like when they call your name, and, like, you in one room and they're in another room and they call your name and say, come here for a minute. I don't know. It's something about come here for a minute surprise me. And the surprise can be anything. It can be something as simple as, you know, do you want something to drink? Or here, come and taste this. Or, you know, look at this and whatever this may be. So I do like that come here for a minute. But if I'm in the bed and I'm, you know, really chillaxing, please let that, don't do that come here for a minute. And if you have to do the come here for a minute, please make that minute and the come and the here worth it once I get there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think that's a fair exchange of come here, especially if you're in a resting state. Okay. That will always keep a smile on your face. Well, in the group, we had a young lady put hearing my baby laugh, a gentleman seeing fathers with their kids. You know, I love to see that as well, and especially if it's a father with his son, because little boys mimic their dads. Without sometimes the dads even realizing their boys are mimicking them. And something as simple as the way they walk, the way they hold a hand when they walk, how they look around and check their surroundings while they're walking, or how they greet someone if someone speaks to them. So I like that as well. A young lady put, oh, wow, so many things. Painting, shopping, and finding a great bargain, singing, playing with my little nieces and nephews, seeing my mom and dad be cutesy with each other, reminiscing through old photos. You know, I agree with everything this young lady says. I enjoyed our family days every Saturday when my parents was living, and then even more so when my dad died and it was just my mom. Every Saturday we had family days, and every Saturday, I created something new for the family to do. There were times where I brought over the George Foreman grill and ice cream with sprinkles and all this stuff. And just the joy in watching my mom watch the kids eat the food and the kids help prepare the kids, meaning her grands and great-grands, even though the grands is older, but mainly the great-grands because, you know, the younger kids. Watching them, how they interact with her, and they walk by her, she wants her head scratched or scratch her back. You can't walk past my mother without stopping to scratch her hair for her, or her hair for her, and also scratching her back. And it may not even be itching, but just the point of it happening and her enjoying her kids, grandkids, and great-grands in that moment. So I truly understand that. And then when she said the cutesy with the mom and dad, I'm going to share this story. family, don't call and text me. Don't call me or text me about this, but this is something funny, but it's like, ill. I'll never forget, my mom was walking to the back, in the back of the house, and my dad was sitting in the living room, right in the way of where you go and turn. So when my mom walked by, my dad popped her on her butt, and she turned around and was like, hey, 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 hey. And I was like, hey, 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 nothing. Get that one in the back and just stop it. But, you know, it was so cute to know that at their age, they still have this little playfulness and joyfulness when, you know, and stuff like that. And then another story is, I'll never forget, my uncle and my dad was talking, and I don't know how they started talking about Viagra, but my dad can never say Viagra. He called it Viagra. So he calls my mom, and he was like, I don't need no Viagra, right? And I'm like, ew. Actually, I think you may, just because the way you said it, you might need it. And so, again, my mother would just laugh and chuckle, like, no, you don't. Oh, gag me, why don't you? But anyway, I digress. A young lady put granny mom, so I'm assuming that's her grandchild, and another young lady put grandbaby. So, LSO, what's something that will always keep a smile on your face? Looking at my accomplishments, like seeing my accomplishments in black and white, such as looking at my degrees on my wall, looking at the books I created, the calendar, looking at everything that I do for the brand, the LSO exclamation point brand, laughing and talking with my family and friends, and just being very open and honest and don't have to camouflage in our conversations or don't have to leave things out in a conversation, just having free conversation, and it's like, you know, whatever, this is expected or this is not expected, but okay, wait a minute. Things like that. I love waking up in the morning and waking up and having a peaceful rest. And, you know, first thing I say is, God, I thank you, you know, because you opened my eyes, you gave me the use of my limbs. I'm able to go to the bathroom without help. I'm able to get up and go to work. You know, I'm able, you know, I can go into my closet and I'm standing there confused about what I'm going to wear. I'm thanking him for that. Those little things like that always keeps a smile on my face. And also when you get some good dick, you know, that right there will keep you smiling. Gotta keep you texting. Baby, where you at? What time you take your lunch? You think we can get a quickie in? How close are you to my job? You know, little things like that. Or you could just add up to it during the day when you leave out the house. Just start your little text chain, whatever you want to say. And then always start, you know, you can start it with a good morning and just keep it flowing throughout the day. And then, you know, switch it up some too. Send an email. So now you got their mind going on text message. You got their mind going on email. And, you know, then you can pick up the phone and call too and, you know, let them hear your voice and say something stupid, funny, whatever, or something serious. So now you're locking down all forms of communication and you have the person's mind wondering. So now by the time you come home, you have everything already in place. And having it in place doesn't necessarily mean the actual act itself. It could just mean foreplay or intimacy or just, you know, again, it goes back to you never know what's going on in somebody's world. So you're doing all of these things during the day. Then when you get the chance to see them at night, it's like, ah, and then you exhale and you know you're in a comfort and in a safe space. And if, you know, you and your partner do not live together and y'all see each other however often you see each other, if you keep that same flow going on a daily basis, when you all get to see each other, it's like, hey, all of this right here is like, oof. And it's such a good feeling that you can give to them and they in turn can give to you as well. Okay, next question. How does someone overcome sexual anxiety? Okay, and someone, a gentleman asked what you mean, and I put some causes of sexual anxiety could be body image, sexual dysfunction, ED or dryness, or sexual abuse, performance, or whatever. And he put, oh, I wouldn't know. I don't have anxiety, I guess. Okay, so he really didn't have much to speak on it. Okay. So young lady put, by doing whatever is causing the anxiety. Now, in order to do that, one must truly and completely trust the other person so that they can be fully organic and fully vulnerable in order to do that. So, because if you put yourself in the situation of something that causes you some form of jittery or makes you scared to do it, you gotta tread lightly in doing it. And the person that you are with, you have to know that they have you, and they truly have you. And throughout the whole duration of you going through that anxiety of whatever it may be. So you have to be very secure in knowing that they got you no matter what. A young lady put, if trauma-related therapy to start, being ready when you are ready. And that is so true. Don't have people or things, the peer pressure of something influence you into doing something that you know you're not ready to do. Now, if the influence is because you are ready but you're scared and you just need that little push, if that's the influence to get over something, then there you go. Go into it very openly and go in it, you know, very comfortably so that you can hopefully get over it and enjoy the act of whatever it is. But if you are not ready, do not let somebody persuade you into doing something that you don't want to do. And some people get sexual anxiety from anal sex. Soon as you say, they tense up and all this. No. Listen, relax yourself. It's okay. You get an orgasm from anal sex, you know, the word on the street. That's word on the street. Because the G-spot, you get to hit the G-spot quicker. So, but if you don't want to do the anal, you can do back shots. That, you know, you can still get the same effect, I guess. I don't know. I have to go back to word on the street to find out if that works. A gentleman for communication. That communication comes up in every conversation since I've been on air for 5 years. Communication, that word always comes up, and it comes up in every conversation. Why? Because communication plays a huge role in any and everything, regardless of the topic, regardless of the conversation, regardless of anything. You have to communicate. And in communicating, hopefully you get the understanding of what it is you're communicating about so that there's no blanks that need to be filled in. A gentleman put, masturbating, yeah, watch porn, it's free. Another gentleman put, bust a nut. That is gentleman right here. I had him on the first panel I had for the All Men's panel, the AMP panel. And I purposely, everyone, I strategically picked each male I wanted to be on that panel because I know each of them brought something different to the conversation that, to the topic of what they were going to talk about. And I knew his energy was going to rile up everyone, and he did exactly what I knew he was going to do, but it needed to be said because there are more people out there who feel the same way he feels. So you know, we didn't shun him from his thoughts or, you know, what it is that he said. People just got a chance to know that this is what he do, this is what he's going to do, this is what he's not going to do. And if this is done, this is what's going to happen, period. So there you go. A young lady put, no anxiety, just need a good, long, strong, everlasting sippy. Well, all right. I hope you get that or have that, and it's boinging you every chance you get. Another young lady put, communication throughout the day or night, the sexual hints too. There will be no anxiety because your partner is doing subtle things along the way that keeps everything connected. That part right there. Didn't I just say about communicating during the day, so by the time y'all see each other, both of y'all are just ready to be connected to each other in whatever capacity of your connection. A gentleman put, pretty ladies go through this. Hit me up. Unbelievable. So, LSO, how does one overcome sexual anxiety? One, you can go to therapy. Someone mentioned that. You can go to therapy, and you can go to therapy for yourself, and or you can go to therapy with you and your mate, so you can see where the problem lies and how he or she can help you through this. And two, if you have a good partner who's willing to go through this with you and to understand how it is, how something sexually affects you, regardless what it is. Say, for instance, if one feels, you know, their weight is an issue and you have someone who loves on you and your weight, that'll kind of help you get over, you know, being naked in front of them or doing it with the lights on or off or, you know, little things like that. But if you communicate this to your partner, they should be able to work with you to help you overcome. And then if your partner's not able to do it, then most definitely do seek professional help. Seek, you know, a therapist, because it could have been something traumatic that happened to you when you were younger, and it's still laying dormant in you because you pushed it so far aside that it almost didn't exist. That's how far back you pushed it in your memory. And you may need it to surface so you can talk through it and cope with it. Some actually get over it, and Sonamera Self Meet Me is very helpful. It, you know, bring up some of those things that you suppress so deep down, and it helps you work through it. Oh, y'all like that little plug, right? next question. If you remove sex from a relationship, what do you have left? And what do you have left to offer? Wait a minute. Let me go through it. Wait. Okay, here we go. Well, we had a young lady put respect, and a gentleman put a wife, a young lady put, speaking only from my experience, nothing, maybe a friendship. But other than that, he's not motivated and gone like a fart in the wind. Wow. Is what you put in, you should work towards getting that out of the relationship. So you got to be mindful of what of yourself you're giving into that relationship in the name of love, in the name of like a lot, in the name of hell, I just want to fuck you. Know what you're getting yourself into, because once feelings get involved, it now, you know, take on a different light in reference to what's going on. Gentlemen put unconditional love, respect, companionship, best friend, spiritual connection. A young lady put food. She's such a fool. You gotta love her. A gentleman put, based on these pictures on social media, too many women feel there's nothing else. So that is all men know what they have to offer. So if that's removed from the equation, what's left? That comment, whatever. Stop bashing, like, women is the only one that put pictures up. Men also put pictures up. But you also have to respect the pictures. It's how you interpret those pictures. Because a woman that put up a picture of herself in a bathing suit, if you're lusting over her in that bathing suit, Does that mean she's advertising sex because she's in a bathing suit and she's on the beach? Is she advertising sex? Or is that where your mind led you to believe what she is offering because she's in a bathing suit? So don't always blame it on the person or the person in the picture. Blame it on how you are interpreting what you believe this person is saying to you or to anyone else. So stop blaming someone because if they feel they want to show off, they figure it could be someone who may have experienced weight issues throughout their whole life, and they lost weight naturally, and they want to show their body, and they may dress in a bathing suit or a pair of short shorts or something revealing. So now you're going to come and say they're promoting sex. No, that's how you're interpreting what it is that you're seeing. But, you know, I digress. Another gentleman put love. A young lady put a great friendship. A young lady put intimacy, love, support, friendship, loyalty, peace. And another young lady put good conversation, longevity, and continuous growth. Okay, so LSL, if you remove sex from a relationship, what do you have left and what do you have to offer? And like I said in the comment, I would say you have intimacy, you have love, you have respect, you have friendship, and you have so much more. And I always say sex is not the entire relationship, as some people may put it. I believe sex is just a part of the relationship, and how you operate sexually in the relationship is what makes the sex in the relationship special for the both of you. There are people who can't have sex because of health issues, but they are still madly in love with each other, and the intimacy that they have with each other brings them closer every time. So removing sex, even at the height of your sexualness, removing sex can also give you a chance to get back to you. It gives you a chance to center yourself and be your best version of you. Because sometimes when you put sex in a mix, it distracts you and it diverts you from what's actually really happening. Ladies, y'all know, we know, if you get some good dickens and that shit is hitting where it's supposed to be hitting, him not washing the dishes, okay, boo, I'll wash the dishes. Or something that he didn't do, you'll be like, oh, okay, look, I got me something good. Dang, I'm feeling good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tend to be like, oh, but see, if you remove that good dickens, son, those dishes need to be washed. They're not going to wash themselves. You see how now you're paying attention to things that need to be paid attention to? And I'm saying that for women because I'm a woman and, you know, I've been there, done that. Men, you know, the same way, you get some good slosh, you all up in there, you're like, boo, what you want? She cooked dinner and you bring it in dinner. Why? Because you want to make sure she eat tonight, whether it be something, and she'll have something to eat later on, because, you know, the shishlash is good for you. I'm just saying, but every now and again, just remove the sex from your friendship, your relationship, your marriage. And when I say remove it, you don't have to remove it for a long period of time, but just remove it enough to center yourself, where each of you get yourselves back and then get each other back and outside of the actual physical, you know, everything of the sex. Ooh, excuse me, I'm back to hiccuping and now I'm burping again, but I got to play some music. I'll drink some water. I'm going to leave y'all with this question. So when we come back, we're going to jump right into this question. I may pull somebody, a couple of people off, you know, I may call you on because I want to know what you think. Okay, what is the balance, in your life once you remove sex? Something to think about. I'll be right back and don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
chance to rise above. Even when things get hard, you know in your heart, nothing's gonna keep you down, nothing's gonna turn you around.
Take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand taller. action. I hear all these goons with they hooting and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt. But enough's enough of this dog, you're my veterinarian. Yeah, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carrots to my little vegetarian. And to the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
That you could hold me in your arms, try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to say, had something to you. Maybe feel so alone. Maybe it's driving me. Maybe remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get. Now it's just a vision of. Why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I hate me now, he starts sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still things and things just become words. I said sorry cause
It's a roller coaster, pull by pull. Don't know what to do. No, I love you. Wish I could undo. Please understand that you are my everything, and that will never change. The truth of pain, I am ashamed. Sometimes my heart fights with my brain. Baby, I'm sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean, my heat don't start a fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Everything, and I'm still the same, though it's hard to believe. I'm just going through some things, and I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same.
Welcome back, welcome back. When I left off, I left you with the question, what is the balance in your life once you remove sex? Okay, a gentleman put love and trust and respect for each other. Another young lady put food. Another young lady put fishing. And another young lady put my happiness and my health. So, LSL, what is the balance in your life once you remove sex? I would say my balance is writing, self-activities, and just enjoying me, doing some of the things that I normally don't get the chance to do. I'm one that I can go out to eat by myself, I can go to movies by myself, I can go to a museum by myself, and there's a diner that I like to go to, and especially when I'm going by myself, I take my laptop and my paper, my everything that I need. And I go right in the corner, and the people at the diner, they know that I'm there writing, they're brainstorming, and they do not bother me. I, you know, order my food, eat my food, and just sit in the diner and write and have a good old time by myself and sit there for hours. Sometimes people come over and speak to me. Other times people just leave me to be, but writing is one of my balances because, again, it also makes me happy in your relationship. Well, let's see what those in the group say. The young lady put, most people don't. To think of, view, and treat sex as a duty, and it's just one reason there are so many relationship issues. Too many focus on sex as an act. That is true. If you feel that it is a duty or a chore or part of your job to have sex with your mate, that's a problem. Because you should want to have sex with your mate because you want to have sex with your mate. Not that, oh, well, the last thing of the night that I got to do to check off for my to-do box, my to-do list, you know. So I agree with you, young lady. Gentleman put, I'm of the age where it's no big deal. Where it's not a big deal. You think of the attitude that could go with it, and you say, nah, and reach for avocado oil, and you pour. Well, all right. He has the oil that he may use. All right now. The young lady put, sex is a form of communication with your partner. It is, and hopefully the communication that goes back and forth with having sex is understood between each other. And another young lady put, after having a baby, sex was not a priority. I didn't realize how much it affected me until it affected my relationship. Again, that goes back to communication. Because if you communicate with your partner will know what you and your body is going through. Part of that happens with, you know, after a woman have a baby. And she may not even know she's in postpartum. And it's really taking a toll on her and her relationship. So if you communicate with each other during these times, it will help him understand what you are going through after having a child. And it'll also help you to understand, you know, what your needs are and what his needs are and how y'all best can fulfill those needs for each other so that, you know, it's not, it doesn't disrupt the flow of your relationship. But again, you have to communicate because no one is a mind reader. And if you leave it for someone to assume or what they think it may be, and then they act on what they think it may be, and it's not, it's only going to cause confusion in the relationship. So communicate so that each of you know what's going on with each of you at the time and how y'all can address it and, you know, bring it about so both of you can be fulfilled in the relationship while y'all incorporating sex in the relationship. Okay. Given an impromptu option to remove sex from your relationship, would you and for how long? In the chat, a gentleman put a week, and he put during her cycle. Well, if you never had sex with a woman on her cycle, you should try it. You will actually enjoy it. That's word on the street. And you're guaranteed that she will be wet. And if by chance she is not wet on her cycle, then there lies an issue that needs to be addressed. But you ain't hear that from me. A young lady put up a meme, and it says, I think I'm going to pass on that one. And another young lady put, nope. So, LSO, given an impromptu option to remove sex from your relationship with you, and for how long? And I would say yes. Sometimes, especially if you and your mate is having a disagreement, I don't think sex is going to heal that disagreement because in having sex, anger may come out in the sexual act and it may not be as pleasurable as you think it is or as you want it to be. And sometimes removing sex is like to get you back. It's like, fine, I don't want you pouncing on me or digging and probing and all that other stuff. Relax. I don't want it right now. And, you know, men have every right to feel the same way, too. Yo, I don't want you giving me head tonight. Yo, I don't know how many men will say that, but there have been people who turn away sex from their mate because of whatever the reason. I think I have a particular time frame of how long I would do it for. I guess it all depends on the situation. If it's a medical reason, you know, you should sustain based on what the doctor says. And, you know, sometimes you slip up and you don't, but I'm just saying. Or if, again, like if a woman is on her menses and, you know, some men don't want to run the red light, you can do that. Or if you just want to just take a breather, you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like initiating it. You don't feel like going through the act. You don't feel like the foreplay. You don't feel like any of it. Or it could be just too hot. These past couple of days, it's extremely hot. And now you're going to do it, and then the sweat. And I mean, for some, it may be the the popular thing, the all right now. And then to others, it may be that's too much. I just got out the shower, and I'm already sweating. And now we getting ready to sweat some more because you're doing X, Y, and Z, flipping and throwing and sucking and feeling and all this other stuff. Let's wait till tomorrow or, you know, when it's cooler and have the AC on blasting still. But, you know, in given impromptu, yes, I can. And for how long, it all depends on the situation of why I'm not doing it. And then, you know, we'll go from there. For instance, you know, elders, like I had an aunt and uncle who same bed, and nevertheless, did they even sleep in the same room? They each had their own room. Now, I don't know about their sexual activities, but, you know, that's a lot of couples, and it's not just necessarily older couples where couples don't sleep in the same bed together. and or possibly don't even sleep in the same room together. So, you know, during those times, there may be no sexual activity going on, or even though they are in separate rooms or separate beds, there may be sexual activity. Go do what you got to do and then, you know, separate. So it all depends, each its own, but respect each other during the time. Are removing sex so that during that time y'all can go, y'all can grow through it as well. Do you lead with your heart, body, and or your mind when it comes to sex? A young lady put, I lead with my heart even when it goes against my mind, and that's my downfall. Well, see, if that's your downfall and your downfall is not a positive downfall, now you know where the issue lies. So now maybe you don't need to lead with your heart. You need to lead with something else. Or lead with your heart and something else. So combine all the things before you actually give in to sex. Make sure everything is in sync, your heart, heart, body, mind, soul, everything. Make sure everything is in sync so that when you come upon this and now it's time to do what it is you're going to do, you're fully aware, you're open, and you're accepting to what's about to happen. The young lady put, another young lady, if my heart ain't in it, my mind and body know it ain't happening. But if you start with a foot rub, get my mind to relax and my heart opens up even more. Well, all right. And it was another young lady that gave her a say it loud. Listen, well, I'm sure y'all know this. Japanese or Chinese chart of how to give a massage, and the key body part, if you massage certain areas in the foot, it triggers certain body parts on you. So that can relax you. Look it up. Do a Google search of foot massages, and you'll see where rubbing certain parts of your foot, what body part it affects, and how it affects that body part. And that can work in your favor. Men, and say, I didn't give you a tip for the night. Another young lady, she put, always my heart, and another young lady, heart and body go hand in hand for me. Okay. So, LSO, do you lead with your heart, body, and or mind when it comes to sex? And I'm going to say I lead with all of them, but I'm going to say it starts with my mind first, because I believe if you get into someone's mind, you can control them. And when I say control, it's not necessarily on a downfall to the control, but if you get in their mind, their heart is going to accept, and then their body is also going to respond to what the mind is telling the body to do. So even though I want them all, or I usually have them all together, because there have been times my body was like, yeah, girl, you gonna go. And my mind is like, mm-mm, no, you're not. And my heart has no part in any of it, because my heart is like, girl, bye. And my mind is like, nope. And my body is screaming, come on, come on, come on. You know, we got this. My mind is like, no. And once it's made up in my mind, everything else is going to shut down. So even though the body was excited and ready, my mind say, no, it ain't worth it, or don't do it. Wah, wah. Everything just shuts down and goes back to normal. So, you know, that's just me, even though all of them have to be in sync. But I think the ringleader for me is my mind. Okay. Which do you enjoy more, conversation, intimacy, foreplay, oral, or penetration, and put them in hierarchy? Okay, let's see what those, only one person, Okay, we had a young lady put conversation. She put in the order of hierarchy. She put conversation, intimacy, foreplay, oral, then penetration. Okay. LSL, which do you enjoy more? Conversation, intimacy, foreplay, oral, or penetration? Okay, wait a minute. I'm receiving a message. Oh, okay. So I'm going to say I enjoy more because I love oral being done on me. And I love them all, actually. But if I have to put them in the form of hierarchy, I would say intimacy first. And with intimacy comes conversation. So intimacy and conversation is kind of like hand in hand. And a lot of people think intimacy is like touching and feeling and all this other stuff. But intimacy could be going to the store together, spending quality time together, occupying the same space in the house together, cooking together. So it doesn't necessarily mean there's some form of touching or whatever involved. It just means, you know, there's a whole lot of other things. So parallel to each other, but I think intimacy would take the higher 5.0001 station, oral, foreplay, and penetration. And the reason why I put penetration last is because I can get off on intimacy, foreplay, I can get off on all the others. Intimacy, foreplay, oral, and conversation. So the penetration part is just a bonus to get to that spot or that organ or that whatever. So, you know, but that's just my list. Ways to excite your meat. Let's see. And no one actually answered that question. So LSO is going to answer that question. Ways to excite your meat. Let's say conversation again. So it's back to communication. Sending the text messages or the calls or the emails during the day. Cooking their favorite meal. Wearing their favorite piece of laundry that they like to see you in. Let me see what else ways to excite. I'm talking, whispering in there, seeing them gingerly. I like that word, gingerly. Touching them. Like for the sapiosexuals, get into their mind. Start talking to their mind. Challenge their brain waves. That excites people beyond measure, whether you want to believe it or not. Why? Because if you're talking to them and they don't see you and the things that you're saying to them, they now have to visualize what's happening. They now are painting a picture in their mind of what it is you are saying, what it is you're saying to them and at them or about them or what have you. So, again, that goes back to when I said, you know, when I put things in, like what do I lead with? And I said, your mind, it's my mind. If you lead with that, you tend to get everything in the package of everything else from the person. Why? Their mind. You got their mind, and now everything else is going to follow suit. Now, this is a question I had just randomly posted not too long ago just to see what people's conversation would be in reference to it, and not too many people answered, or better yet, actually people did answer, so I'm going to pose it tonight. It says, Do you think you can be pushed into the arms of someone else because of a breakup, family, and or friend's disapproval? And explain. Well, a gentleman put, absolutely, when you're hurt, when you hurt a person that can have a genuine care for your well-being, can come across as interest, knowing that person is not your type, and the family and friends know that they're not your type, which can end up breaking a relationship. A gentleman put, it starts and stops with you. No one can push you anywhere. That's right up there with the one thing lead to another. And a young lady put, friends become family because they understand your journey. Okay, well, LSO, do you think you can be pushed into the arms of someone else because of a breakup, family, and friends' disapproval? And explain. And I'm kind of straddled between both, and then I also say no to it as well. And the part why I say yes is because if someone is looking to be loved, they're going to take it how they can get it. And with you downplaying someone or saying negative comments about someone, and that person is giving the person love or the attention that they need, they're going to gravitate to that love and attention. And because you're saying don't do this and don't do that and blah, 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 it's like giving them the ammunition, and it's their way of wanting to show you that they're going to do whatever the hell it is they want to do with or without you. With or without you, and whatever it is you say, your word has no bond over here, so they're going to do whatever it is they want to do. And before I say the no part, I received a message where when they put the hierarchy of the four words, well, the five words, the young lady put intimate, conversation, foreplay, oral, and penetration. Hey, we got the same order. Ow, must be a Virgo thing or something like that. I don't know. Must be. But to answer that question, do you think you can push someone? When I say the no part of it, the no part is people are going to do what they want to do regardless of what you say and what you do. And sometimes people already have it set in their minds what they're going to do. So with the family and friends disagreeing, that gives them the ammunition. That gives them the ammunition to go forth with what it is to prove whatever it is they're trying to prove, whatever it is they're trying to prove to you. So you got to be mindful. And then sometimes people, a reason to do something because they don't want to do it on their own. So their reason would be, oh, you push me to do it. Meanwhile, all along, it's been marinating and premeditated what they wanted to do anyway. But now since y'all have a disagreement, they're going to use that as you push me to this person. So that's my yay and nay. And I received a message where it says, I love this. It says, something to think about. You can't make someone be ready for what you're ready for, and you're not obligated to wait around for them to make up their mind. And that statement is so true. And I think the part that's most true about it for me is until you get ready. And I do also understand on the opposite spectrum of that is that just because I'm ready, you may not be ready. So, again, this is where the communication comes in, where we can see how we can work on this so both of us can be on the same path of what it is we both want. And I had told this to someone before because they said they love me. No. They said they were in love with me. And I said, well, I love you. I'm not in love with you. And they were very upset because they felt I should be in love with them because they're in love with me. And I said, it's like we both going to the same destination. You drive, I fly. I get there before you. Does that make it right that I got there before you? No, it just makes it I got to that destination before you. But you are coming along. You will get to that destination. So in things as such, when love and being in love and when things are supposed to happen between you and a person, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen at that prospective time for both of you, and both of you will know it, and both of you will get the opportunity to enjoy it. But just because someone gets to the destination sooner than you doesn't mean that they're not going to get to this destination. But it also means that if you are already at the destination and you don't feel like waiting for the person to get here, you have plenty of options. You can find other things to do, such as you can go shopping, you can go out and eat, you can go and relax and chill by the pool, and those are things that you can do which won't disrupt the relationship. Nothing. The key thing, don't disrupt the relationship. That means you don't go out and you know, fornicate or, you know, go and do, you know, talk to someone else or do something with someone else. It just means you give it time until they come to where you are and y'all both can be there at the same time. Another message says, if you are in, and they put it in quotes, love with me means you could fall out, in quotes, of love. Love me, period. Exactly. Exactly. So don't get mad because I'm not where you are, but doesn't mean that I can't get to where you are. It just takes me a little bit longer for whatever the reason. But anyway, y'all know how we do it. We come into the close of the conversation, and I thank each and every one of you. Don't go, don't sign off yet, ladies and gentlemen. Hear the closing out, because someone always bound to get something from the closeout. You know how we do. We give graduations, birthdays, and congratulations. So we're going to say happy birthday to Tanya, Kia, Darren, Malay, Dr. Aisha, Shalon, Uncle Stanley, Hint, EJ, who else? Aaliyah, Cam, Ava, Donna, Mr. Moore, Robin, Adonis, David, KJ, Kyle, Christine, and Sasha. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. If your birthday already passed, I hope you're still enjoying and doing everything you're not supposed to and enjoy every bit of it. Also, congratulations to the 2023 graduates. There are still some graduating, whether it be high school, junior high, college, kindergarten, whatever it is. Congratulations to you. You did it. You're moving on to the next part of your journey. And also, congratulations to Mika and Will on the birth of Willow, their beautiful baby girl. Willow was born on, I believe it was Friday night this weekend. So congratulations to both of you. And condolences to all those who lost some loved ones. I would like each and every one of you, Kai Morgan, he's one of the comedians, and he's also in the group. Please keep him in your prayers because he lost his, him and his wife lost their son about 2-3 weeks ago, and the baby was only 2.5 years old. So please, all the other ones that we know of and we don't know of who may have lost someone, keep them in your prayers as well. And also, don't forget about our military, our frontliners, our essential workers, our veterans. You know, we need to keep them prayed up too, especially the vets. And those in the military, because we don't know what they saw when they came home. And we don't know what those who are over there now is seeing. So, you know, keep them prayed up. Keep that energy going because they need our energy. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is so you can get an LSO treat shout out on your special day. Or it can be a birthday, a breakup, or congratulations, whatever it is. Don't forget to let us know. So, you know, during this time of the show, you can get your shout out as well. We want everyone to feel special here on the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. And thank you to each and every one of you for your love and love and support and encouragement. And thank you for, you know, answering the questions in the group, you know, because without you, there's no show. Because I ask the questions, I need some answers. I can't just sit here and talk for 2 hours, even though I can, but the interaction with, you know, I like to see what other people and hear what other people think. And if you like the show, don't forget to tell a friend so they can join in the conversation. You know, it's good conversation all around. If you would like to be on the show, one of the guests on the show, or co-host with me for Monday night, let me know. I would love to have you on. And we just have, you know, conversation as if we were on the telephone having conversations. And don't be shy about it. The questions are asked in a group, you know, just how we did tonight. And it's just you and I would engage in conversation as well. Remember, LSO will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. There will be some spectacular shows coming up, so you know you want to be a part of it. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight we heard from some of them. If you're in the group, you can give your feedback, and, you know, sometimes they do respond back as well. Let's support one another. Order LSO merchandise at treatsnthingslso.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly to my website. If you don't want to go to the website, you can always call me. You can always text me, inbox me. There's ways to find me. Say, hey, I want X, Y, and Z, and I'll send it right over. My latest item is an inspirational book, and it's called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self Meet Me. This particular book is interactive, so it's going to allow you to dive into yourself to get yourself back, and whatever that may or may not mean to you. Also, LSO, I mentioned earlier, I'm a writer on a project, well, on a movie, and the title of the movie is called Check. And I forgot the ending title, the rest of it. But anyway, called Chess. Not only am I a writer, I'm also an actress in the movie. And it's premiering August 26th. And the premiere is in Pennsylvania. And it's based on VIP only. And the VIP means if you are invited by one of the cast members or people who are part of the production, you have to be invited to come. So if you are interested and wanting to be one of LSO's guests to come to the premiere, hit me up and let me know, because one, I got to get you on a guest list, and two, I have to get you the invite so that there will be no problem. In closing for this evening, it's always a pleasure spending my Monday evening vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. As the Lawless Radio LSO Tweet Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo, educational, and more conversations, I hope you enjoyed these past 5 years thus far and will continue on the journey with me as I enlighten and strengthen you in every show while we get into each other's business. It's not just me and your business, it's you and mine as well. We share and we exchange information, and that's what makes the show. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you were left with something to think about on the topic and removal, sexual happiness. So it's not only finding a balance, it's also removing some things from the whole ordeal as well. Sometimes you need to remove things so that you can regrow and get your balance back. The Q&A was full of confessions, research, and transparency in the navigation of your sexual experiences. So pieces of advice from LSO from me to you. Enjoy your sexual adventures and step out of your comfort zone. And when you step out of your comfort zone, there is where you can find some playfulness, some happiness, some openness, and something different than what you're used to. If you're curious about it, try it. You just might like it. But make sure you're trying it with the right person and you trust the person you're trying it with. Do not allow people or experiences to dictate how you move sexually. It is your body. You do what you feel is right for you at the time. And others may or may not agree, but it's okay. You make your executive decision, and that's what you do. Saying no is a complete sentence and with no explanation needed. And be your best version of yourself. We all get 24 hours to live. Do what needs to be done within that 24 hours. We get to live every day, but we die once. Nothing is promised to any of us. So enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do all and any of the things you think of without hesitation or regret. Expand your sexual desires and enjoy the pleasure it brings. Life is so precious and fragile. Make every second count before it becomes in the past. Between your breath, your first breath and your last breath, begin making it worth. Begin making it worth it. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out of your box and experience what's on the other side. Enjoy sexual pleasures to the fullest. Knowing for the experience of it is better than knowing from someone else's experience. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in peace and not in peace of, just because. You are worthy. You are enough. Know that you matter. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out for 2 hours of conversation with me. You are invited to continue on this radio journey. If God's will, I'll talk to you next week. So stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.